This is Group A's podcast.
Hello, my name is Lucy and I'll be talking to you about the Aboriginal rights in the 20th century. Thank you. In the 20th century, the Aboriginals didn't have many rights and they weren't treated as equals. Before people migrated to Australia had an all-white policy. So no one from Asia, Africa and the Middle East, just to name a few, couldn't actually come to Australia. The white people decided that the Aboriginal children would have a better life with better education if they lived with them. So the white people took the Aboriginal children from their families and raised them as their own. They called this generation of Aboriginal children the Stolen Generation because the Aboriginal children were taken away from their families. Today, Aboriginals are treated as equals and a lot of people in the Australian community are trying to make amends for the things we did in the 20th century. Now over to Seb, who is filling in for Guy.
Hi, my name is Seb, and I'm going to talk about transport in the 20th century. Transport changed a lot in the 20th century. They were using horses and carts. Later in the years, they started to evolve into cars and railways. The person who invented the car was Carl Benz, and the person who invented the railway was George Stephenson. Planes were invented in the 17th of December, 1903, by the Wright brothers. Now over to Millie.
Thank you, Sam. I'm Millie, and I'm going to talk to you about the amazing, the wonderful story of the Sydney Harbour Bridge. In 1815, Francis Greenway proposed to lock down Macquarie that a bridge would be built from the northern to the southern shore of the harbour. Mr. Francis Greenway had not prepared any designs, but Lachlan held on to the idea. A few years later, Mr. Self had designed an amazing bridge that was the bridge chosen to be built. Many years later, on Saturday the 19th of March, 1932, Jack Lang, the Premier of New South Wales, was to open the bridge and all was to go well. Just as Jack was about to cut the ribbon, a man in military uniform arrived on his horse, slashing the ribbon with his sword, opening the bridge in the name of the people of New South Wales. The man that cut the ribbon was called Francis de Groot. He was arrested and sent to a mental hospital. They quickly retied the ribbon and Jack Lang opened the bridge formally. Today, the Sydney Harbour Bridge is still standing and is a landmark in Australia. Over to Seb.
Technological improvements in the 20th century. There were so many technological advances and creations in the 20th century that it is nearly impossible to count them all. The 20th century brought with it the colour television, the slinky, advances in medicine, the hula hoop, and many other inventions. The technological changes in the 20th century are critical to the advances that we continue to make, the inventions of the future. Other technological advances include the incandescent light bulb invented by Thomas Edison in 1912. In 1903, Edward Binney and Hal Smith co-invented crayons in 1905. Albert Einstein published the theory of relativity and made famous equation E equals mc squared. Now over to...
Thank you, Seb. My name is Maya and today I'll be talking about clothing. Women in the 20th century were very specific about their clothing. They wore long dresses or skirts and high tops. The young girls and babies would wear long skirts and petticoats. Jewellery and hats were a very big part of fashion. They wore hats with stuffed animals and feathers. Their shoes were high-heeled and mostly lace-up boots. Men's fashion was very different. The middle-class men wore suits and white shirts most of the time, but working men wore practical clothes such as overalls and glasses if they were engineers, or if they were pilots, they would wear warm clothes, glasses, gloves and hats. Nowadays, people wear sloppy tracksuit pants and hoodies. Now, women wear pants. They do not do that very often in the 20th century. Children do not have parasols and fans, nor do they have petticoats and gloves. Their manners have also changed much with their eating and respect against elders. Now over to Connor.
AFL still exists by a much smaller. The AFL is the most popular league in Australia. Now over to Minha.
Thank you, Connor. Music in the 20th century holds lots of meanings to their culture. Aboriginal people use instruments made of items like wood and leaves. Today, we use many different things to make instruments, such as metal, but we still use wood a lot. There were no cordophones or string instruments in the 20th century. Aboriginal people use instruments more than their voice. Aboriginal use the instruments in ceremonies and festivals. They also dance and sing in their country's tongue.
Thank you for listening!